Hey, Area Congressman Tim Walberg, we hate to do this, but we got him out of breakfast, Energy and Commerce Committee breakfast meeting today. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. I won't starve, so it's no problem getting out, but we were interested to hear our whip, Steve Scalise, explain to us what's going on in the Democrat caucus right now as Nancy Pelosi is trying to whip the final three or four votes that she would need to pass this gargantuan attack on Americans' economy and freedom called the reconciliation bill, or they call it build back better. We call it build back broke. And she's having a hard time because what her colleagues saw take place in not only Virginia, but other places all around this country on Tuesday with the elections that showed, which I'm delighted to see, that America's citizens are waking up. I'm not calling this a Republican win or a conservative win even. It's an American win because they were pushing back against the crazy things that socialism wants to do to our country. I think there are now at least 10 Democrats in the House that are saying to Nancy Pelosi, you're not coming back next year. You're on your final victory lap, as it were, farewell tour. But we want to come back. And if we vote for this craziness that'll bankrupt our country and take away freedoms, you've got another thing coming. So she has a challenge going on right now of trying to get that vote. Fortunately, Joe Manchin is still hanging tough over in the Senate. Kyrsten Sinema still hanging tough and saying, we think infrastructure improvement is needed. We think there are things relative to social policy that is necessary, but not at what you're talking about. So we're still here, and I don't know whether the speaker will decide to keep us in all weekend, little by little try to break down enough votes to get it passed, but that's where we're at now, and I think America's waking up, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, I guess we heard earlier there would be some sort of vote this weekend. You're not hearing that, though.
No, I mean, that's still the intentions. Last night, we remained in recess till about 10:30 when Speaker Pelosi finally said, I'm not going to get it tonight, so go to bed. We're going to open back up at 8 this morning. And so the first vote that was taken was a vote for adjournment. That, of course, will fail. Sadly, that vote was given by a Republican, and that gives them more time to work. Yesterday and throughout this entire week, we've been just simply voting primarily on suspensions, i.e. Changing the name of federal courthouses, naming post offices, those type of things, just to keep us on the floor so Nancy Pelosi, you could follow her around as she was lobbying her Democrat members, trying to get the last three, four, five votes that would be necessary to pass this monstrosity. So that's where it's at. And, yeah, we were supposed to go home today. I have a 1 o'clock flight home, but I don't think I'm going to make that flight. Not sure I'm going to make even the 8 o'clock flight tonight. We could be here tomorrow, depending on what the speaker attempts to do. But, again, she's got a problem because America, the longer it goes on, they're hearing more of what is in this bill. And as they've talked about a reduction in spending from the $3.5 trillion, the only reason that has taken place down to $1.75 trillion now is that they reduced the time period of the expenditures of the new programs, et cetera, they're putting in. They didn't stop any of the garbage that's in it. And there's some good things in both the infrastructure bill and the reconciliation bill. There's some good things, but it's so full of the rest of the stuff. And they know that, as Bernie Sanders says, we get the program in there, it's going to be hard to take it out. And so it still is a almost $4.5 trillion expenditure package. And that's the concern that some of the Democrats that are in targeted seats have, because they say, if I vote for this, I'm not coming back, because the American people don't want this type of thing where you're given a tax incentive for people to buy electric bicycles, of all things. You're giving them $4,500 to do that. You're giving people that are millionaires tax breaks on purchasing electric vehicles when the majority of the middle class aren't going to be able to purchase electric vehicles for a long time. All of that stuff is going on. Then you see the SALT tax trying to be reinstated. So we give a benefit and a reward to states and local governments that charge huge taxes on their people. And so we're going to subsidize that for Michigan, for New York and Chicago, et cetera. So all of that's there and people are waking up to it and they're saying, don't vote for it. And they're telling their Democrat representatives that. So we'll see what happens. But it is what it is. Sausage is being made.
Tim, does it bother you? The we had some voting totals, 10% on Tuesday, where people aren't really even participating.
Well, it bothers me to a point, but I'd rather that we talk about those people that voted and voted intelligently, voted with passion and came out. I'm not into cajoling people to vote. If you don't see what you have in this country, and if you don't see it as a huge privilege as well as a responsibility, then I don't care whether you vote or not. I prefer you didn't if you don't take it seriously. And that's the challenge. And I think what has gotten to the place in big government getting developed more and more, people have basically said the government's going to take care of me, so it doesn't make any difference. I don't need to get out and vote. That's wrong. And the framers and founders of our country, and I'm reading a book now by David McCullough called The Pioneers, titled The Pioneers, and talks about the settling of the Northwest Territory, which Michigan was part of, and the Northwest Ordinance that was put together. Amazing people doing amazing things, taking responsibility, understanding the challenges. And that's the America that has made everything possible that we enjoy today. And yet now we're in a situation where OPEC comes out yesterday and saying no to Biden, who shouldn't have been asking them to expand their oil and gas production. We could do it ourselves, but he did away with that. Now he's trying to do away with Line 5. And I've taken a strong effort on that, Bob Latta from Ohio and myself, reading a letter to the president saying, no, don't do that. We've got a long treaty that's goes back to the 20s with Canada for this line. We've got a company that's willing to put a brand new line in that's safe and secure under the base of our lake. And it provides natural gas, propane, fuel for the planes that go out of Metro and all of the rest. And our governor wants to shut it down and force all of that that energy source to go on land roads around our communities as opposed to a five-mile stretch across the Straits of Mackinac that would be encased in a tube and provide opportunity for our farmers to drive their grains, for us to fuel our vehicles, to fly our planes and all the rest. And the president is considering going with our governor and shutting down Line 5 just like he shut down the Keystone Pipeline. And it's costing us now, so OPEC is able to say no to us. When just 2 years ago, we didn't have to even listen to them. We could tell them, we don't need you because we're energy independent. So all of this is going on. And I think that's why America is awakening. And that's not just Republicans and independents. It's Democrats who came out and voted in a very different way than what the media, the national media thought that they would vote. And impressive win, yes, in Virginia with the governor's race, but also across the nation in other races and other decisions on defunding police and you name it. So I think there's a breath of fresh air moving that America's people, the government, I mean, we're made up of a system that says the people are the government and I'm a representative of the people and not the other way around. They're starting to wake up and take charge again with our schools and all of the rest, and they're tired of the national media and the Democrats saying it's a dog whistle to say that CRT is being taught in our schools. Well, parents, wake up to that. Check it out. You'll find it being taught in numerous of our public schools today. And things like that have to stop.
I told you Michigan would get beat.
I think you did say that. And it was quite a game. It was quite a game, wasn't it? And
great game. Yeah.
I was coming home from Hillsdale College when that game ended. It was, they had opened Olympic shooting sport program there at Hillsdale College Shooting Sports Center, which is unbelievable. It's something else. And that will be one of the locations where the USA Olympics shooting sports team are trained. But I was in the car, and my district director, who was sitting next to me driving the car, he said, I heard your interview with Greg the other day, and you said I could tell who you're rooting for by the smile on your face and your facial expression when it ended. So he was able to tell who I was rooting for that day. But you, I'm still go green, go blue.
You owe me a corn dog.
Hey, you know, if we could find one, I'd be glad to buy you one.
There you go.
And to eat one alongside of you.
Hey, thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
Congressman Wahlberg.